complaints about being out of shape lately. Are you caught up?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good now. First day was kind of hard, but you know, I got used to it real quick.
Was that kind of a motivator, you think, by the coach, or was there substance to his words?
Yeah, I think it was, but you know, I was gassed the first day. I really didn't know what to expect coming in, and you know, once the first day went by, I was pretty good. You know, I changed my diet up a little bit too, stopped eating whatever I wanted, started eating a little bit healthier, and now I'm fine, feeling great.
So many quarterbacks around. I mean, eventually you're going to want to get your timing down with one of them. All over the place is it to have to, adjust to five different quarterbacks?
Right. You know, they're all great, though, and they're all different. That's what makes them all so special. And just going with each and every one of them, they all have a, you know, different ball the way it comes out. But I think by switching it all up and they're all competing, I think it just makes them even better, too.
We watch Al Saunders when he works with all you guys. What's he like to work with, and what are kind of some of the key things he's been telling you?
That guy is so smart and intelligent. He's been around the game a long time, so I try to pick his brain, ask some questions all the time to try to make me a better receiver, better football player. And being around him is unbelievable because he knows so much, and he's been around so many great receivers.
Energetic at
however old he is, 69. Right. It's crazy. You can tell that he's just not doing it just to be doing it. He's doing it because he loves it, and he loves his players getting better, too.
Could you name a specific adjustment Saunders has made in your approach?
Definitely, you know, we run comebacks a little bit different. So, you know, in individual drills, we do this little cone drill that helps us come out our breaks and stuff. And he just, you know, really put me on reading defenses, knowing what to do at the right time. He stays on all the receivers. He expects greatness out of all of us. So, you know, even that's blocking down the field, 20 yards, 50 yards down the field, he wants us to do it. If we don't do it, he's going to point it out in film. He's going to show it to everyone.
Hey, Corey, what's your reaction to all this mess going on at Baylor?
I really haven't looked into it that much. I've been here working really hard and trying to learn this whole offense. So what's going on over there, you know, I've just been praying for the school, making sure everything's okay.
What about Coach Art Briles? I know you're pretty close to him. Can you just
talk about him? It really touched my heart. He's a great guy and great individual. And that's my dude. And I know he's going to bounce back.
Somebody
told us that he and you FaceTime
sometimes to go over the playbook. Is it? I mean, is it just like studying math, or is it totally different?
I would say a little bit harder than math, but no. We did FaceTime because you know we're both eager and so ready to get here and really to hop in the fire. So you know, I FaceTimed him. I know he's the quarterback, so I know he's been studying a lot because they have a lot of responsibility. So. You know, we went over some plays, and, you know, I had questions for him. He had questions for me. And, you know, it's this chemistry we built when we were working with before the draft, our pre-draft. You know, we're rep by the same agency. And Cody's an unbelievable guy, and he's a great quarterback. His future's really bright, too.
Well, what's the biggest challenge when you didn't – I mean, we talk so much about how Baylor didn't quite have a playbook like this. Is it just a totally new language? Is it a totally different way to look at football? What's hard about it?
I wouldn't say that. The hard part about it is just a transition. It's a transition from high school to college, and it's going to be one from the pro to the NFL. If we just got here and just got it automatic, you know, it wouldn't be any need for coaches. So the transition is coming along, I would like to say, well. I'm learning each and every day. I'm getting better every day. And as long as I keep on improving, I think I'm going to be just fine.
What's it like for you working with RG3? Has he given you any kind of advice on what you need to do to?
RG3 helped me out so much, a whole lot. We get together in the morning a lot of the time. We go over the script, what we're going to be running for that day's practice. At nighttime, I have any questions, come to my room. He'd come to my room. We'd go over script for tomorrow. So he's always there if I need him. He's always available. He's going to help me. And, you know, I'm thankful to have him as a quarterback because he's on me. He expects a lot out of me. I expect a lot out of him. So we can hold each other accountable.
Where a lot of those guys are going to be heading out to work with Townhouse between camp and training camp. Do you have any plans to work with them out there, or what will you do?
Right. I'm going to be out there wherever Robert is, and I'm going to be out there working out with him, making sure that we come back and we're on point, that we haven't lost a beat.
Working with Robert because you expect he will be your starter?
It's hard to say. They're all so talented. Whoever's going to be a starter is going to be great for Cleveland Browns.
When there are so many young receivers in your group, I think it's seven of you have never caught a pass in the NFL. Is that great that everybody's at the same, or is it kind of like the blind leading the blind?
It's kind of great because we're all so, you know, really hungry, you know, ready to get our foot in the door, ready to play on the big stage. And by us coming to practice every day and giving it our all and competing, I think it's making each other, we're just getting a lot better, and that's what you really want. Out of great, I mean, well, guys, young guys, receivers, you want that.
We talked to Chris Tabor recently. He said that, you know, you're definitely in the mix for punt return. What's your attitude about that?
You know, I'm going to do anything I can to help this team, you know, be successful. So I like punt return. I did a little bit in college, and I don't mind doing it at all.
Is that another area that you look at Antonio Brown and say, I want to contribute in that way?
Right, I do. I do watch some of his punt returns, and, you know, he's unbelievable at returning and receiver. He does both of them at a really high level, and, you know, if I can get to that, it would be, you know, really fantastic.
What has Rashard Higgins shown you on the practice field so far?
Rashard's a real good receiver. You know, he's smooth. He runs really good routes, good hands, a good person, too. I hang out with him a lot.
How was that kind of dynamic between the four you drafted receivers?
We all came here for different reasons. You know, we're all different type of receivers, too.
Top pick, or 2 years ago, was Justin Gilbert was a top pick like you. But, you know, from that standpoint, what are your impressions of going against a talent like that?
It's great because, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to make each other better. You know, every time I line up, I'm trying to win. Every time they line up, they're trying to win. So we're competing, but we're also trying to keep each other healthy.